Now listen up, because this one needs to land squarely between the goalposts of your attention. The Edmonton Elks, yes, those same green and gold warriors of hope and heartbreak, needed to miss the playoffs. You heard right, needed to. And, in their own paradoxical way, they succeeded by failing. Or, if you prefer, they failed magnificently by succeeding. Missing the playoffs will only increase the hunger to make the postseason next year. Because this season wasn't about the parade route. No, sir. It was about the pilgrimage. They stumbled, yes, but they stood taller for it. Mid-season, the Elks found their spine. 2 wins in a row, competitive games, stands no longer silent but singing again. The sound of hope, cautious, cracked, but there. And then, Justin Rankin galloped into the frame. A prairie freight train on cleats, over 1,000 yards rushing, 13 touchdowns, 667 through the air, and 12 bursts past 20 yards. That 90-yard Labor Day stampede against Calgary? Mercy. That wasn't football. That was theater. Rankin didn't run. He ripped daylight in half. But what makes the Elks matter goes beyond the gridiron. A brunch before the Labor Day rematch that raised spirits as much as funds. Commonwealth's gates swung open for high school kids when teachers struck. Small act, massive echo. That's community in motion. That's sport as sermon. Of course, shadows fell. The Trayford question still hangs, unsettling, uncertain. And the passing of owner Larry Thompson carved a quiet ache through the season. But somewhere above that wide Alberta sky, I suspect he's looking down, smiling, saying, "They're getting there." Because sometimes, friends, victory doesn't live on the scoreboard. It lives in the soil, where seeds of something sturdier are taking root. And that's why, yes, whisper it proudly. The Edmonton Elks were a success. 2-minute warning. Gregor, Halley, Kruger. Did he nod off? Not again. Tate. Weekdays, sports, 1440.